All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Figure It Out, where we go through the winding rivers of life. Hello, 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 hello. So the water we in today is going to be some stressful water. That's what we're going to be talking about today on today's episode. So we're going to dive into it because there's different types of stress: mental stress, financial stress, spiritual stress, stressor stress, friendship stress, relationship stress, job stress, house stress, car stress, air stress, water stress, world stress, global stress, you name it.
You name it!
Stress song. I ain't gonna make a stress song out of it. Hey, but yeah, no, but yeah, so we try to be some different water. I mean, so we navigate, and this is where the water gets a little bit choppy. This is where you gotta hold onto that raft, and you gotta navigate it. Like, before you were just flowing down there, chilling. Now you gotta make it work until you get back to calm water. So that's what we're gonna talk about. That's what we're gonna be on today. So, sure. Mama Cita Tish, hello, hello. Welcome to another week of our show. How you been?
Hello. I've been stressed. So this is the perfect topic. I've been stressed. Let's talk about that. So, what is stress?
Yeah, let's bring out Miriam. Where Miriam at?
Well, we're gonna skip Miriam for a moment, and we're gonna go to the World Health Organization.
Okay.
It says stress can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension caused by a if I can read
that.
I know, right? So juicy. So it's stress can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation. And it says stress is a natural human response that prompts us to address challenges and threats in our lives. Definitely agree with that. Now, some side effects, and I don't even think people realize there are side effects to being stressed, but there's aches and pains, chest pains, or feeling like your heart is racing, exhaustion or trouble sleeping, headaches, dizziness, shaking, high blood pressure, muscle tension, jaw clenching, stomach or digestive problems, or problems having intercourse. I don't even really know why that's an option, but okay. So stress, like it said, it's a natural reaction to anything that threatens our lives or threatens our being. And there are a lot of side effects. And for me, I you know, like all the different stressors you named, I've got probably like a handful of those going on right now, but I am working. And I have to say, I'm doing a lot better because when my dad passed a few years back, oh, the stress was heavy then. So then to now, I'm doing better. I've learned how to manage it, so to speak. You know, still a work in progress. Some things aren't that easy to change. But yeah, stress, you know, work stress, financial stress, you know, business stressors, all that good stuff.
I think people low-key, it's like, because everybody was like, oh, don't be stressed, or don't do this, but like, I don't think, like, people know that they be stressing, but then low-key, you don't really, like, me, I think I'm fine, but then I be stressing on the low.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
Like, people don't actually know that they're stressing, and I think that's, like, the problem. It's like, you don't know what's stressing to you, like, about to explode on somebody, you about to slap somebody, so you about or to you know, don't slap nobody.
Or you don't know you're stressing until your hair start falling out, and you be like, what Ooh. Is going on? Ooh. I'm bald. Ooh, oh, let me not. Ooh, that just made me revert to Jada Pinkett, and I'm so irritated with that.
Oh, show. God, no.
So, let's not talk about hair.
When she was coming out, well, she was stressing, huh?
Oh,
all stuff, oh, come on.
I think she stresses the world out right now. How about that one?
There's too much going on there. That's stressing me out. You know, have you ever seen, like, something that has nothing to do with you, and that stresses you out?
Yes.
Like, have you?
Yes. Like, that very like, situation. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
You can't control it. You got nothing to do with you. You got mm-hmm. nothing to do with it. But it low key like why? Like what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what do you got going on? What's your stressors right now?
I mean, so my stress is like, you know, it's like holidays coming up. Like, you're doing all this work, all this overtime, and I just feel like I got money, and I don't have money, and I don't know how or why. I mean, maybe like my habits are all the same. So it's like maybe these things are more expensive. So like the same things I'm getting is like the same things I'm getting. It's just like, it's just not like, it's not lasting as long. I get it. Like, I filled up yesterday, $85 tank of gas. crazy. I'm like, I didn't even go nowhere. All I go to work right. and back. Like, how's that costing $85? Like, this is crazy. So I don't know if it's going up. Like, we went to the market the other day. I think we bought bread, eggs, cheese, and junk came like $35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four things in my cart.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So, and I think that's what's like, that's what causes the stress, because I get mad because, like, they want to tax you more, they want to do more. And it's like, bro, like my check is already like tap. And you want to tap it some more? Then when I file my taxes, you don't want to give me nothing back. You don't want to help a brother out. Can't help a brother out.
Like that. And, you know, we all say it jokingly, but it's a true thing. Everything's going up but our paycheck. And that is a big stressor, because now we're coming into the winter months. You know, it's fall, but I think we skipped fall somehow and came into winter. So people are turning their heat on, you know, it because of the cold weather, you burn more gas. Like, all these things are financial pieces, and the money doesn't equate to what we need and what's going on. So you're stressed out with that. Then these kids, like, that's a whole nother subject, but they stress you out. Ugh, it's a lot. But there are ways, you know, there are,
I mean, we have ways to cope with stress. I mean, we know we have our techniques. We do, but it's still like, it's still there.
The part, I mean,
we still got to talk about it.
Right. The coping mechanism for stress that trips me out, honestly, is get plenty of sleep. Like, no duh.
That sounds oversleeping stresses me out.
And oversleeping can wear on your body too.
Yes.
But like, in this day and time, who's getting sleep? I think the only people who are getting sleep are those who don't have any responsibilities or have the financial means to not really be that stressed. Because I know I ain't getting no sleep.
You know what's crazy though? So I think when people, like, when they be like, oh, I'm stressed, and they be like, well, what's stressing you out? Like, the stress.
And then like, that, you got to be able to define what is your stress. Like, you can't make such a blanket statement. You really got to sit there and break it down, like, what is stressing me out, and kind of, I think, go from there a little bit.
But I think if you knew what was stressing you out, you wouldn't be stressed out, Loki.
No, because it could be situational stress.
Yeah, well, I know it was, let's break it down. So you have like the chronic stressors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, situation is an everyday thing, like going to work. Chronic stress.
I'm stressed. Going to work,
you
gotta put up
the same thing. You know it's gonna be before you get there. You're like, oh, right. Here we go.
Right. Yep.
You gotta mentally prepare for the job. Mentally prepare.
I think that's a lot of
like,
us.
Teachers, they have chronic stress. They go to school. I mean, they go to work. They're like, all right, I gotta go to work. Here we go. Gotta deal with these BACs. Yep. And then, like, you just woosah.
That's why usually at the end of the weeks you see a lot of teachers in the wine and spirits. Just say
that's who they are. Let me know.
Yep.
All right, cool. So how do you personally deal with stress?
I don't know. I'm still dealing with it.
Well, this podcast is helping her, y'all.
I am a bad example. Don't come
this
to
podcast
me.
Is helping. We venting on the podcast.
Like,
we letting it go.
Yeah, like, shoot, this podcast is sort of like my therapy. So I realized, like, you know how you just be in denial and you're like, I'm not stressing. Like, no, I'm good. I'm not depressed. I'm good. I think it hit me that I was like going through something when I really started taking to drinking. And not like a crazy drinking, like, I'm not a heavy drinker, but I would find myself pretty often like having a shot of something or like a small drink before I go to bed or whatever it may be. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, this is kind of problematic. Let's stop before it becomes something bigger. I'm not that person. And I just had to find other means, like, because like music would be my stress reliever.
Okay.
And I mean, I still listen to music, but it doesn't have that same effect on me.
So now in the vice world, you need a stronger type of music.
I don't know. You know what it is? I here it is. I shifted my focus. So that's where it is. You know, I used to really focus on all that's going on and what's bothering me. So I've shifted my focus now to the business, the podcast, you know, and other areas that won't bring me in this downward spiral. Things that are more uplifting for me. Put it there, you go. Put it that way. So that's how I deal with stress, so to speak. But right now I'm dealing with financial stress. If anybody out there listening, if you can hear my voice, if you would like to send me some money, donate to the fund of me, I'd appreciate you. Okay. I'll send you a postcard with a thank you. Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now.
People there to share their wealth. Share the wealth. Spread out.
Like, seriously. Philanthropy. Come on. It's a tax write-off, if you didn't know.
Sidebar, not to have no shots at the lottery, but I just want to know, this is my question for anybody out there that can answer me. Like, I just want to know that all the people that play the lottery, why is it somebody always in Silicon Valley or Beverly Hills, California that hits the lottery? They don't need the money. Why y'all even playing? Because they tap the system. It's like, why y'all? I mean, y'all have a right to play. I understand. But like, for real though, like, why? Like, we need it. We the little people.
Do we
though? We the hardworking, everyday, blue-collar people that's living paycheck to paycheck. Why y'all taking our opportunities from us? If y'all don't win, y'all just go back to living, you know, California life.
Well, we California don't win, life, California life ain't, you know, easy for everybody either, you know.
In so. Beverly Hills? In the what's it called? The 09120? 1912? Well, that's my zip code, 1912. What's it?
91210.
Beverly Hills. I know that because I'm 19120, and they're 91210. So like we like the Beverly Hills of the hood, so it's like it works.
Shut up, said Beverly Hills of the hood.
It works.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, I don't.
You got a big zip code.
I've always wanted to, you know, we always say I want to win the lottery. My thing is, you got to play to win. I don't play. I don't have time.
That's no, but that's like people like so. Some people are consistent. Like, some people play every day, same birthday, same stuff every day consistently. That's and yeah, that one person's like. I'm just walking. I'm getting gas one day. I never played before. I'm just going to do one quick pick and they hit.
Ugh, those people.
How long have you been playing the lottery? Today.
They stress me out.
One day. Consistency does not pay off there.
Just a happenstance. Ugh, those people.
So that's the stressor. Like, I mean, like, my thing is, like, you add the money up that you spend on the lottery every year. Like, you probably got, like, it's probably like $2,000 or $3,000 for them faithful players. And then for y'all not hitting or not winning, like you can do a lot. Times that by 10, that's $30,000. You could do a lot with that.
Yeah.
Heck of a lot.
Me.
You know, it's crazy though. The title, like, so money's a stressor.
A big stressor.
I think having money is a stressor and not having money is a stressor. Because if you don't have money, you can't afford to pay bills. If you have money, then you got to lend people money that can't pay their bills. That's a stressor.
You don't have to.
I mean, well, then you get shamed.
Oh, it's all a choice.
You got it. You don't want to help nobody.
Even if you don't have it, just like having a steady paycheck, people are still going to pull that card on you. Oh, let me borrow a couple of dollars. Matter of fact, let's talk about this real quick. So, and it's not a stressor, but it's just something that kind of bugs me. So I'm on this app called Nextdoor. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's like, you know, your neighborhood app. They discuss what's going on.
Like all the events that go on throughout. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So people will post whatever. One night, I don't frequent it often. And this time I hop on it and I see someone posted they need $20 for something. They're like, I just need $20. When I get paid on Monday, I'll give you instead of a 20, they'll give you 30. That I was like, oh, cool. Whatever. That didn't faze me. I don't need the money, but I took it upon myself and I reached out to that person and I'm like, what is your, you know, Cash App or PayPal or whatever? They provided it to me. I gave them the money. The part that bothered me was the fact that I gave you the money as immediate as that money was sent, you accepted it, but not a thank you, not I'll pay you back. Not any sort of gratitude for someone helping you out.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not looking for the money back. Like, don't think that's why I did it. It's just, it was a small enough amount that I could assist. And I, you know, even in the note, when I sent the money, I was like, I hope this helps out. But nothing.
No, not to cut you off. Somebody once said to me that when you were, it was like life lessons for me. I was younger. It was like, when you lend money, don't expect it back.
Oh, first.
Like be comfortable with the amount that if it don't come back, you're not, you know, that is not going to hurt you. Like, I can't like lend you my paycheck when I got to pay bills for you to pay your bills and me right. not know if you're going to pay me back or not.
Right.
Like, that's extreme. But like, if it's like one bill, something like that too, like I can part with that and it won't affect my bottom line. But uh-huh. like, but I understand what you're saying though. Like when somebody like you do a nice gesture or a kind gesture and then like there's no etiquette involved in it. There's no thank you. There's no I appreciate it. There's no like, I don't want you to praise me. Like, oh, thank you. You're the best. Right. Blah, blah, blah. I don't need you to shower me with love and affection and all this other stuff. But like, at the end of the day, it's like I did go out of my way to help you. And like, I mean, a little gratitude absolutely. Would be nice. Would be.
And I'm a complete stranger. You're a complete stranger. I'm a complete stranger to you. No one had to. No one. And that's the thing. No one had reached out to you. And that post had been up for hours. And I just so happened to hop on and I see it. And I chose to do that. Like, that bothers me. And like having, and I can only imagine somebody who does that repeatedly, how that can be stressful. Because right. all you're doing is just a kind gesture. And again, you're not looking for the money back, but you're just looking for some sort of gratitude. Just a all right, thank so you.
I'm gonna give you a scenario. I'm not gonna put the person's name out there in case you listen to this show, but they're gonna know it's about them. But full disclosure, you've ever have somebody borrow $20 until payday consistently? So say it's Monday, you borrow $20. On Friday, okay. They pay you back. And then on Monday, they need to borrow that same 20. And on Friday, they pay you back. So then one Monday, oh no, so wait, they borrowed on Monday. And then when on Friday, they go to pay you back, you go, yo, bro, keep it.
Uh-huh.
So now you 20 up.
Right.
Now the week goes by. You didn't borrow that Monday. Then the following Monday, yo, bro, can I borrow $20? I mean, how when you're what? Up? Yeah, like you're up 20 now. There's no way you should be asking me to borrow anything because you should be up 20 because I didn't take the 20 back from you. So what did you do with that 20?
Right. What advice do you have that you need?
I mean, so but not even that it's advice. It's just that like I call it like mismanagement of funds or money because it's like you had that in your income. Like you were all like he's never not paying me back. That's never the issue. I think right. like me being a good friend, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna let you keep that joint. That way, that puts you ahead, so you don't gotta borrow.
Right.
And then now you still end up borrowing again. I'm like, I don't get it. But so then that's when you had to say, like, bro, like, I can't. No. Because now I'm down 20. Now if I lend it to you again, now I'm down 40.
Yeah, right.
So I mean,
I don't. Yeah. That's an interesting situation. I don't know
times
how you
that
can
by like seven pieces. Seven yeah. times 20. That's $140.
Yeah, I don't have that, so we're not going to do that. My funds don't stretch that far.
If we're going to blow money, I'm going to blow money on what I want to blow money on.
Which is what?
Honestly, nothing.
Right. I'm like, well, it's just what? Your daughter? That's about it.
It's crazy. Like, yo. I'm hoping that's an investment. I hope she has a bright future. You know, just saying. Hopefully that's an investment, but yeah, but no, that's it though. I mean, like I understand,
but that's stressful. I'm sure that's stressful, right?
That is stressful.
Having
yes.
to continuously lend somebody money. I mean, it's basically a hamster wheel.
No, but it's not that. I think it's not the matter of the lending money. I think it's a matter of like if I don't have it, I'll go without.
Mm-hmm.
Like not mm-hmm. that I'm stubborn. Like won't ask if I need help, I will ask for it. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, all right, I'm $20 short. All right, I'm just not going to McDonald's this week. Or I'm not going to get coffee this week. Or I'm not going to the club. Or I'm not getting my hair cut this week. It's that simple for me. I'm like, I'm just going to stay in, chill, eat what I got in the crib, watch the TV that I'm already paying for. Why go out? That's my right. thing. But I get mad when people don't make that own sacrifice for themselves. Like, it's like, oh, I got to go out. I got to go here. So I need this money. I'm like, man, that sounds like 2, 3, or 4 personal problems right there from the rip. It's like, you got to? It's a necessity.
Like you said, people don't know how to manage and handle certain things. So that's where that comes from.
I was at an event with some politicians, and I love our constituents, but one of our constituents walked in, and he was like, he was feeling the vibe, whatever. He was at Fifth Street Lounge. We got a shout out. Fifth Street Lounge, shout out on Fifth Street. Go ahead, Earl. Good boss. Give y'all some play on TV. Y'all can cash app us later for endorsements.
Right. But,
one of our constituents walked in there, and he's like, I don't talk to people that don't know what $2,000 pair of shoes is. So then me and my homies, his campaign manager, we're sitting there, we're talking, we're at the front door collecting money. So I looked at her, I was like, I've never spent more than $200 for a pair of shoes. And that was like breaking bank for me because I was mad, but they were Jordan, so I wanted them. But like, I'm not spending $2,000 on a pair of shoes for what?
Right.
And that's just the shoes. Then they have the socks, the outfit. But my thing is like, you can't have a $2,000 pair of shoes, but you walking, bro.
Priorities are messed up.
Yeah, way.
Out of whack.
Way. I'm saying that like you people are like, they have a good car, but they're not a garage to put it in. Like, okay. Like, yeah, your Lamborghini's nice, but where you parking now? On the street?
Yeah. See, that's the stuff that be stressing me out. Like, I don't understand. Like, I feel...
You got a 70-inch TV, and you ain't pay your electric bill. What you watching?
Right. I got a Roku.
The Roku! Oh, man.
I don't get it. Why? I feel, you know, certain groups of people should be a lot further than they are. And that's stressful to me because your priorities, your alignments are not where they should be. Like, what do $2,000 pair of shoes do for you? Can they take you anywhere?
Makes you feel good while you're wearing them? Like, do they walk for us? Do they prevent what my little $40 pair of shoes is preventing?
Right.
That's all I want to know. What is the purpose?
Are they impenetrable? Can you drop a cinder block on it and your feet are fine? Like,
hello.
What?
Talk to them.
What sense does it make to spend that amount of money? Now, if you've got it, fine. But if you don't, if you live in the same neighborhood I live in and you got a $2,000 pair of shoes, you might want to reconsider some things. But that's not where it needs to be put. I'm going to need you to put that towards your property tax because them shits is skyrocketing. Excuse my language.
Yeah, for real. They
that's party. Stressing me out. The city is stressing me out. Let's talk about that one.
Come on, city. Come on, city.
Why? At what point? Like, they just said, "Oh, pandemic came and gone." So, what did they think? Because of the pandemic, and we got these little couple $1,000 checks that they could just up and raise the property tax and think nobody's going to bat an eyelash. Like, nothing changed. If anything, things got worse. People ain't got no money now, like we did pre-pandemic. Like, come on. City need to get it together.
They do.
And I digress. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Listen, I feel your pain. But it goes to the bigger picture of, I don't want to put it out there like that, but like, taxes go up, honestly, because they want a certain demographic to move.
Well,
and then,
try again.
And then, once that demographic moves, my thing is, where y'all moving to?
Right. Absolutely.
I had somebody. Stressful. All right, so no, not going to put no names, full disclosure, full disclaimer. I had somebody sell their house. Give or take. They got $150,000 over market, which is a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So, of course, yeah, you pay off your house, you take your money, you walk with your cash. But then, my question to them was, now, where are you going? Because you just sold your nice, beautiful, big house. Now you're renting. And then now, what are you going to buy? For what, I don't understand. Like, you're going to go spend your money, be back down to zero, and now you're in a renter standpoint versus a homeowner standpoint. So I didn't understand that logic in it. I'm like, yes, you're 150,000 over market. You got cash to do, but like, did you start a business? Did you buy a rental property? Right. Did you buy like you're helping somebody else? Dude, you helping somebody else up with their dream. You renting from somebody, making them more wealthy.
That's never made sense to me. Like, if you're gonna sell your house, you should always have a contingency plan. Like, where are you going before you?
Yes.
That shoot, if you don't have where to go, put a contingency in there. You can't sell the house until you find a house.
Bam.
It's not going to stop anybody from buying it. If they really want it, they'll wait for it.
I guess people get that mindset. It's like, oh, I'm gonna sell my house for 150 over. Then the market's going to dip, and I could buy something for 150 and then have all my other money. It sounds good.
Yeah, that's not a reality.
But like the market right now, like that market's not going nowhere no time soon.
Sure enough, it's not. Absolutely absurd. Oh my goodness. But yeah.
All right. So another thing that stresses me out. I want to talk about this way a touchy subject, but identification. I'm not going to dive deep into it. I just want to make a point to make a point. You could be called whatever you want to be called. I'm cool with that. Whatever you identify as, whatever you know, whatever you want your name to be. Like if your name is Mike and you want to be called Michelle, fine. They'll call you Michelle. But my thing with that is if I can't go to City Hall and file paperwork to say I am a Caucasian man and I want this tax rate and this credit line for this, then you shouldn't be able to do it either. Because they're going to tell me, no, but sir, you're Black. You are African American. Like, but I want to identify as a white man. That's it. I want my credit to go up. What's wrong with that? So don't deny me my good credit score because I'm Black. And you see I'm Black because I see you, Mike, but I'm calling you Michelle. So how is it fair?
And that is Andrew Soapbox.
That's all. That's all I want.
Because I'm not touching it. That is a very sensitive.
That's all I want. I just want to know, why can't I go to City Hall and just put on white on paper? Like, that's it. For no other reason. But I just want good credit. That's it. Simple. Simple.
You know, now that you say that, I'm just curious. Like, if you put that on an application and you go in, say you put it on a job application and you go in, then what?
But they can't say you're lying. If you identify as, they can't call you a liar. How you going to tell me I'm not white? How? How you gonna look at me in my face with my caramel skin and tell me that I'm not Caucasian? You don't know where I came from. Okay, so the same thing, like so even like people like that adopt people. So if you adopt a little Black kid in a white, you know, in a white adoption, that's your parents, that's who's raising you, that's your family. Right. You can't tell a little boy he's not white.
You can't, the world can't. The world will too.
I mean, the world will. The world is gonna break his little heart, break his little soul. Sure, but like, will. But his belief is he is what he is.
Right. You know. Nope, I'm not gonna do it. I don't like my life. We are too new to be canceled. So
nope. No. It's not. We're not in cancel culture territory. I'm just saying, like, I'm for everybody.
We getting close to it.
No. Because like, no, I'm not hating on nobody. I'm just saying a specific fact that, like, if these people can benefit and get these rights, then how come these people can't benefit and get these rights? Like, same thing with, like, you know, like with the, like, that stresses me out, like, immigration status. Like, I want everybody to come here. I want everybody to have a good life. I want everybody for the same opportunities. But I do think it's unfair that people that are here get treated like crap. And the people that come over, we give them everything in, and the cow, the mule, the insurance, health, a job, and everything like that. Now, give or take. Some of the spoiled Americans, now I'm talking about America now, this is y'all, the people that live here, y'all don't want to do certain jobs. So y'all can't get mad and penalize people that want to do those jobs and get paid for it. That's on y'all. The jobs are available. Yep. You don't want to do it, that's on you.
Yep.
That's my disclaimer there for that. Bam. Mm-hmm. Touched it, done. Didn't hate on nobody. Got the point across. You know, we're throwing that line.
We
above
towing
the line
it.
Of cancel culture. We above the
you
line.
Towing it. I'm like, nah, that's the one. Like, if I have to say there's one topic that I really don't want to touch on, that's that one. Like,
I got a question, though. Without getting into that topic, are you uncomfortable with that topic? Or are you just like, it's just too much going on with that topic for you to...
It's just too much going on with that topic.
But with that, how do you think the courts feel, though? Like the court, they make decisions every day. And if they're like, even when they're right, they're wrong. And when they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
That's,
it's crazy.
That's
it's
why like, that's you, not my job.
It's like it's like a win-win, lose-lose. Like you can't really. I mean, like you all, every decision you make, everybody's not going to be happy.
For sure.
Like, do you want the majority to be happy? I guess that's the consensus. Like America's founded on. Like that's why I get mad. Like with the whole like I don't want to get too much into politics. But, like in the U.S. government structure where they have like the filibuster, like. Mm-hmm. That's a broken system because you're relying on 51% to make a decision for the country as a whole.
Right.
Where the Constitution specifically says that two-thirds majority, 66.6 and above. So no matter who has the majority in the Congress, you have to get 15 more percent of people to agree with your cause for it to go through. So the system is not broken. It's just we amended it and made it 51% when it was doing what it had to do. So now we really can't get nothing. Now we are in gridlock. Because you need 51% either way. Right. Or that 66%, like, I'm going to say, I'm agreeing with you on this, but then when I had this one, it's like, not the quick pro quo, but like, you're going to agree with me over here because right. We have to get the 66%. I think that's better off as a country. I think we need to get back to that because decisions right now, the way they're flowing and going, it ain't working for everybody.
Sure enough ain't.
We the people.
We that look the stresses people.
Me out. Like, this war right now is stressing me out. Like, I don't get in cancel culture. I'm not saying who I support and not support. I'm not going to... Julie, stop! Don't. But my thing is, though, no matter who you support, though, right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care who's wrong, but if you bomb in a hospital, those people are not fighting. Those people...
That part.
Yeah, like, they don't know what's going on. Like, they had nothing to do with the bigger... Like, if you mad at the president, be mad at the president, and y'all get in the box ring, and y'all box that shit out. Don't put me in it.
Yeah,
I'm not your battle. I didn't want to fight. I didn't say F you. He did.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, on a battlefield on the front lines, you got a little boy and a little girl on different sides of the aisle saying, like, we had nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
It's very crazy.
But all right, so I'm going to leave that subject because that stressed me out. Like, you bombed the hospital. So now, them people are gone. And then the people that's getting hurt now have nowhere to go. Like,
right.
I mean, is that for me?
Yeah, that it's, part. Like seriously.
The riots, like the whole riot thing, like y'all broke Rite Aid and CVS. Now grandma can't get her medicine because y'all wanted to what? Like, I don't understand. Like, make it make sense for me. Please make it make sense. Please. That's all I'm asking for. But in the midst of all that, there is good. Once this has aired, like, we're doing a breast cancer walk on October 28th. So that's going to be nice, walking through the community. It's a free event for everybody. So, I mean, by the time they hear this, it'll be over. But I'm going to make sure I blast it on social media. But by the time they hear this, it was a great event. It was a success. It was awesome. It was great. You should have been there. It's like, it is what it is, though. But when I have stuff like that, like, it doesn't stress me out. But it gives us, like, a reason to, you know, to keep going, to put our energy elsewhere, and, like, to have a positive outlook on life. Cause like life is stressful, like, you know, like we, when we were in school and we had to pick them classes at the right time, that was stressful. Matching classes up, midterms was stressful, finals was stressful, graduating and not knowing if you're gonna walk was stressful. It's like, so
man. Life in itself is stressful, but if you have good tools, good practices, good people around you, it doesn't have to be as stressful, and you don't have to do it alone. That definitely is something that we need to take into consideration. Sad.
That's okay. I understand. I feel your pain. I feel it.
And I'm over it. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, that was fast. Don't let the crying fool you. We back.
No. What? I'm heartless. Urgh.
No, but there's something. But no, crazy though. Sometimes you have to be.
And like, sadly, sometimes, yes.
Like, I think when you're heartless and you just don't give a damn, I think you're prepared for the worst because you expect the worst. You done already been there, done that. Like, nothing phases you, nothing surprises you. But me, like, I'm optimistic. So when something don't go my way, I'm crushed for like a whole day about the situation. So I like move past it. I'm crushed. I'm like, what happened? Like, I totally did not see that. I didn't see Bambi dying. Like, what? You killed Bambi?
I got too much on my mind to hold something for that long. Like, I'll be crushed for maybe like 20 minutes. And then after that, I'm like, all right.
That's it. Yeah. Time to mourn. All right, I'm done. That's it. Moving on to the next one.
Yeah, I got.
All right, like so more things that stress us out, and the government don't want to hear this. The city don't want to hear this. But like, when I pay the bill, and then I get the bill the next day for the following month, you don't even know what I use yet. But you're trying to charge me. Like, what's going on? I just paid you.
I thought you know what I thought you were gonna say.
Oh, what?
Sports. Because the city is irritating me with these sports. Listen. I'm over it all. I don't hate, but the Phillies need to get it together.
The Phillies are on their way. The Eagles, I don't know why people get mad about the Eagles. They're consistent. They play really, really good. They suck in the second half. Then they get lucky or unlucky in the end. It's constant. There's nothing to change there. So, like, well, I don't
if
know
it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nope.
But the crazy is, like, that is low-key stressful, though. When people be sitting there going through all, like, we was at the fish fry.
What?
And people, they were going through every emotion. It's like, how are y'all up by 20 and let them catch up to y'all and then win? What's wrong with y'all? Like, they're yelling, screaming, cursing. And then you got that one Dallas fan in there. You know, he having a ball. he went from depressed for the whole 3.5 quarters. He was depressed. In the last 3 minutes, he was the happiest guy in the world.
Like, we won.
And then on the flip side of that, the Eagles fans, they were super, super hyped for 3.5 quarters and then depressed at the end. So, like, somebody else's happiness is somebody else's sadness. It never fails.
Yes. But sports definitely is annoying.
If you fall, somebody's going to be happy.
For sure.
If you fall, somebody else has come up. Like, if you get evicted, somebody waiting to buy your house. If your car get repossessed, somebody trying to buy it at auction for a discount. If you don't want your man, somebody wants your man. If you don't want your girl, somebody wants your girl. It's as simple as that.
If you don't want it, I want it. If you don't like it, I like it. Worry, it's a circle.
Hey, you going to finish that half a cheesesteak? You gonna finish them fries?
Oh my god! Can we like let's that? Can no. I say that's stressful?
No, I can't do that.
No, being in the city of Philadelphia, cheesesteaks are stressful.
Yes.
The age old debate: cheesesteaks are stressful. And can we? Some people gonna hate me for this, but can we really just take Pat's and Geno's off the table?
Oh, we can. 100%.
Can we really do that?
They ain't Philadelphia.
I
like their mission. I like what they stand for, but like
that's y'all ain't South it. Philly cheesesteaks. Can we make that clear? Those are South Philly cheesesteaks. Right. If you want a Philly cheesesteak,
Philadelphia, the heart.
Go to Philly, the heart of the city. Go to Broad and Erie. Go anywhere but South Philly. Go to the Poppy store in North Philly.
Poppy store, they got some good cheesesteaks.
Like, seriously, can we, y'all stress me out when y'all forever, oh, the best cheesesteaks are at Pat and Geno's. I'm sorry. What? That right, so is like.
Maybe in their defense, I try to be in the defense mindset. Maybe at the time that was established.
Don't care.
That
nope.
was maybe true. Nope, and then people, they just never, they never not got around it after that. Because the Poppy Stores kind of came after.
Nope. Not giving them that. Nah,
I can't even get that.
Because everybody, I feel like if you go on social media, anybody that visits Philly, they go, oh, got a cheesesteak from Pat's, got a cheesesteak from Geno's. I'm like, what cheesesteak did you get?
Did you go to Alessandro's? Did you go to Pagano's?
Okay, and I was just about to say Delisandro's. Can we not?
That's where people go. I'm like, did you go?
I want
one person. I need one volunteer. I'll pay for it. I need one volunteer to go to Pat's, Geno's, D'Alessandro's, Pagano's, Max's 2, Frankfurt, Kensington area, and the Poppy Store. Them 10 places. Them 10 places. I want you to eat a cheesesteak, and I want you to rate that shit.
From all of those places?
All of them. You're going to be sick when you're done, but...
They sure will.
You're definitely going to be sick when you're done.
Oh, but okay, now. I'm with that. I'm gonna definitely. We gotta post up our email so that we can get these responses and reactions. But what do they have to get on the cheesesteak? Like that really makes and breaks a cheesesteak is what you put on it.
So I do the standard: salt, pepper, ketchup, mayo, fried onions. Bam.
Okay.
And then I do mine with American cheese. I don't do Cheese Whiz.
I've never done
Cheese Whiz. That's a Geno's thing where they put the Cheese Whiz on there. like they're probably, I put that on my pretzels, my pretzel cheese.
I think that's what kind of counts them out for like Philadelphians is the fact that they put Cheese Whiz on it.
That's definitely not it.
But so
what should be on it though? Should it be just the meat that the season probably like, just from your grill? Like your grill should have the season on it.
Your grill should be seasoned and nasty. That's how you know it's a good cheese.
No, for real. I seen somebody cook the. My uncle has this. He has this one pan, and like, I think he does. I don't know if it's nasty or not that he don't wash the pan, but that pan got so much flavor.
Right. Like, it's seasoned well.
So you want some eggs? I'm cooking in my pan. You want some bacon? I'm putting it in the pan. It's like,
you got another pan. Like, can we opt for another pan, sir? Like,
it's like, yeah, no, but seriously though, like, so what should be on it then?
So I mean, yeah, the standard salt, pepper,
friends ketchup, out there,
fried onions.
Hit us up on email, or on Instagram. Talk to Tish. What do y'all put on y'all cheese sticks?
I like sweet peppers. I truly like cheese sticks, but I prefer cheese steak hoagies. That's with the lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo. I don't know what
best
it is.
Best of both worlds.
Yes, I feel healthy. All right, and
so now here's that
all
debate.
At the same time.
Here's that debate. Ready? We have hoagies, what? And we have subs.
That's a New York thing. We are not New Yorkers.
That's what, subs Jersey are New does, Yorkers. Jersey too. But like, yeah, we call them hoagies. Like somebody said, like, what's a hoagie? I'm like, what's a hoagie? What?
Right. Huh? No, that's a state thing. I mean, they different words to mean the same thing. But yeah, we hoagies over
Pittsburgh,
here.
They got pop. We got soda.
They just real special up there. So like, that's all I gotta say. No.
We should do a segment on the show called "Going Around the World." Same shiz, different meaning, or different meaning, same shiz. I don't know. Like, we should definitely do that.
We're brainstorming.
Yeah, we should have that whole segment right there. I think that'd be great. That would cause less stress. Less stress for me.
To know what terms to use where you go?
Because I mean, like, I call it stress. They may call it getting butterflies. Who knows? It's
funny. What? I think like, stress is unanimous around
like
the world.
You stressed out? Oh, I got princess butterflies right now. What's that mean? I'm girl stressed. I'm like, oh, okay.
What? Oh my God. Don't start making up stuff and people gonna run with it. Please don't. I got enough to deal with everything else to try to remember what's what. But back to these cheesesteaks.
Okay. To the cheesesteaks.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, fried onions is the
no mayo?
Minimum. Yeah.
So you got the standard. Salt, pepper, ketchup, mayo, fried onions. Oh, no fried onions. You don't do fried onions.
Sorry. Yeah, I do fried onions, but I like sweet peppers.
You do plus sweet peppers, then you do the standard.
Yeah. Or if I'm feeling, you know, caliente, put some, you know, some hot peppers on it. Yeah, no?
Maybe. I think the base should be the base, and then the extra flair should be the extra flair. But, like, why don't you have that base? Like, you get, like, I want a cheesesteak, but no cheese. Like, bitch, that's not a cheesesteak then. That's a steak on speed on bread.
Steak. So hold on. So I was talking to one of our listeners, and I got schooled on chopped cheese.
You got schooled?
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was. Like, I hear the term all the time. I've never had it. Like, I go to New York, but I don't really eat in New York. I eat at my family's house. Well, I'm not eating at the bodegas or wherever. I like my life. So they were like, chopped cheese. And I was like, what is the chopped cheese? They told me it's ground meat, lettuce, tomato. I was like, so a cheesesteak. They're like, no, it's on a bun.
Oh.
I was like, what? Those are all the same ingredients. No, it is like a hamburger bun.
So it's a hamburger. that just hasn't been formed.
You know what? Pretty much.
Okay. It's ground meat, which is a hamburger. Like, you ain't patty it together.
Yeah, because it's got the cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, mayo, or whatever else they put it on, fried onions.
That might be easier to eat for some people.
It's just a cheesesteak.
It's like, it's a sloppy Joe without the sloppy.
I think that's initially what I called it to. I was like, so you're getting a sloppy Joe? They're like, no, it's not a sloppy Joe. I was like, oh my God. Stresses me out.
I think I want a sloppy Joe tonight. I swear, I haven't had that probably like in I would say like years. I haven't had sloppy joe in years. Something about that flavor. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that today. Sloppy joe's tonight, y'all.
Oh my god.
Give my girl meat. But I'm gonna eat that while I watch the Eagles play. That's what I'll
fly, do. Eagles fly to the road to victory.
Stress.
Yes, they are definitely stressful to watch all around. Man. My God, can they get all Philly sports teams get it together, especially the Sixers?
But friends out there, we just want to help you guys not to be stressed. Or if you guys want to shoot us a line that what stresses you out, or how you deal with stress, or how you cope, right. Or just let us know so we can let everybody else know how you feel. Meditation,
yoga, hot yoga, yoga with goats, cycling.
That's a new thing, like yoga with goats, like the goats. Yeah. That's when the baby goats they step on your back and stuff, like the little miniature goats.
Yep.
That a white thing or? who said, "Oh, I'm stressed. I want a baby goat to sit on my back." who makes this stuff up? Who gets these ideas? Maybe they were sitting there one thinking, and then the baby goat just accidentally jumped on their back. They're like, and then that was it. That was
God.
I got a great idea. So then she goes to the local. Why? I had this epiphany. This is a great idea.
Where do you get the goats? Don't
step on your back.
Where do you get the goats? Like, I have so many questions for that. Where do they stay? Who cleans up after the goats?
They probably have a farm. A petting zoo.
I don't know. But is that a white
thing? I'm gonna do the same thing with bunnies. Bunnies stand on my back.
It's not the same.
What you mean? A bunny jumping on your back?
That's not the same. I promise you it's not. They're not as heavy as a goat.
So do I want a fawn? A baby deer?
Yeah, you're not getting one of those.
No, I got a toddler that can jump on my back.
And pull your hair, too.
That's the closest I'm getting to a goat. I got a 3-year-old. That's a goat. It's a kid. That's why they call them kids. That's a kid.
Oh, God.
You want a kid to jump on your back. What's wrong with y'all people?
That's one of the many ways to relieve stress. You know, goat yoga or whatever the term is. There's hot yoga. I don't really know why you want to open up your pores and other orifices in heat like that. Because I've heard when you do yoga, you usually the positions expel air out of your body.
Oh, man, that's not a full class. I'm sorry. Y'all actually having a laughter break. This is great. This is great stress release. This is awesome. Yeah. We needed this. Woo! You started off the show great. It was Tuesday at 6 o'clock and you were stressed. Now it's Tuesday at about 6:52 and you're laughing. This is
right.
Great.
Yeah. This is great. Okay. Oh, dancing. I've always when I was back at Penn State, that's what I got into. I got into salsa dancing. There was a great place. Yeah, there was a great place in Germantown that no longer open. I mean, the building is still there, but it's, different, that offered salsa classes. And I don't want to say they were free, or they might have been $10 or whatever. But that was fun. That was, definitely.
I think it's the camaraderie and just doing things with other people that's doing the same thing that you're doing. One guy, he has a line dancing class. He does the bop. It's nice. They're in Germantown. He said they're every Tuesday from 7 to 9. And he was like, "You guys should come out."
Pass on that information. I'll show my little self up there, literally little.
Yeah, because we were doing judging for the city block stuff, and he brought it up. And he was like, "Could we do line dancing?" He's like, "Yeah, I should come do some real line dancing." So he competes professionally. So we're gonna check it out on the same day. I'm with it.
That's
I'm
fine.
Trying to get my steps in. Count it out. Count it out. One, one, two, two, one, two. One,
do you
one,
have,
two, two, one, two.
Can you dance or do you have two left feet?
Oh, no, I definitely can dance. I do salsa, merengue, bachata, hip hop. I do it all. I might be a little stiff up top, but I can move a little bit. I can get the party started.
You still break dancing?
I wish I could do that. As a matter of fact, where's that Penn State? Remember two Asian boys with the tattoos on the back of the angel wings? But they used to be on top of the activities building, like in the mezzanine. And they would like do all the break there. It was so cool. I'm like, I wish I could do that. It's awesome.
My memory is a little fuzzy. I don't recall
okay.
that.
I got one of those memories
all.
Where like I don't like my memory sometimes. So I remember everything that ever happened to me and everybody. So like I'm like the mood killer. I'm like sadness, like inside out. It's like, what happened? You don't remember that day it was raining? You don't remember
so
what happened
sad.
The day it was raining? I got
yeah, I'm like, you said angel
that's
wings. You
me.
lost me on that one.
I'm gonna crush your mood. You're gonna be happy. I'm like, oh, you remember that day they slapped you? Like, huh? They slapped me. Yeah, as soon as you came out, slapped you. Pop. Done. Gone.
No.
You don't remember
absolutely
that?
Don't. No.
Like, yo.
Mm. Okay.
It works out though. It works out. It works out.
But I'm all for line dancing.
I think it's definitely something to do with the masses.
Yeah.
Each one teach one.
Ooh. Might find you a little lady. Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and
me?
Line dancing. Yeah, you.
Oh no, I talked to somebody.
Oh, when was we going to get that update?
We don't talk about love relationships on the show no more, remember?
We don't talk about Bruno. Well, it's your loving relationship, not mine. You can talk about yours all you want. Just keep mine out your mouth.
I don't want to say how happy I am. I don't want you to feel lonely on the show.
Honey, please. I am not lonely.
No. It's one of those things where you're like, you know, you're like, all right, so like, classically, so we've been, August, September, October. November. All right, so we've been talking for a minute, but you know, like you don't really like say it's officially talking until like you go through some patches and rough. I mean, we're still not official, like official, but we official. But like, it's working. It does what it has to do. So like, I'm with it. It's cool. I like it.
So
camaraderie every day
or no?
What's that joke where it's like, I don't want to label that joke.
Oh God. Oh, you're that.
It's not me. No, it's not me. I'm just saying like, it's like, I guess when you put a label on it, it puts pressure on it. You don't want pressure.
But it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. Because there's no difference.
I don't know.
It's just, I would say you're just kind of like making it official to the world to say, oh, we're exclusive. But yeah.
But her thing is like with the world, like they already see, like they see what it is. They see I'm on the phone with my
No, book. We don't. No, we don't.
What's going on?
We don't. We don't.
No.
We don't. Okay? No.
No, we don't.
We
who you
don't.
On the phone with? Who that? Who you on the phone with?
Who you smiling with?
Who you making you say that? That's how you know it's official. When you on the phone, you texting, you start smiling. You don't even know you're smiling. You're just smiling. It's like, it's that thing. But you know, it's
okay.
New. All new things are good.
Good.
So you get
what
to that
you
thing where
you're for? You got your little lady. You got a lady friend in your life. You shouldn't be that stressed now.
Oh, no. So, I mean, well, it was stress. It's a little distance right now.
Stress.
The distance of stress. The stress of distance. No, we're making it work.
Oh,
actually, we got date night
okay.
We got date night tonight. We're going to do the FaceTime thing and like eat at the same time.
Oh,
we'll
is
talk
that
about
that
our
friend?
Weeks. Huh?
Is that that friend?
Did we talk about this before?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Are you talking about you got good memory and you don't even remember that?
I don't know if we talked about it on the show or not. I don't know. We probably talked about it
off air. But you,
oh,
you
it was off air moment, probably. So we can't do off air moment because then our listeners don't know what's going on.
That's all right. I know what's going on.
So when we did the show with our guest that had the three marriages, I think we touched on it a little bit because I was actually like in the official stages, even like then I was like diving into it. And then, but here's the crazy part though. So you know when you're talking to somebody and like, so you like, I was trying to like, I only talk to one person at a time. That's my thing. But like, it was funny because a lot of people I was going to potentially maybe talk to or was interested in, and then everybody was doing their own thing. And then when like she was dedicated and consistent with it, that everybody wants to start hitting you up. Of course. What are you doing? Hey, da da da. I'm like, this is called temptation, and I rebuke you.
Not today, you're not gonna mess up again today.
No. Well, but yeah, that's the thing though. So then, like, maybe hit me up, like, oh, you're so boring. I'm gonna be super, super boring because I ain't trying to mess this up. Yeah, y'all trying to get me. Y'all trying to catch me up. Cut it out. Cut it out. Well, but yeah, no, right. she's cool though. She's cool.
That's what's up. How far is the distance though?
Far.
Like, we talking about a lot of states or just a couple states? Talking about just
from Pennsylvania to the farthest you can get south on the East Coast.
Are we talking about Florida?
Yeah, that's where my daughter's at too. But yeah. So now I got somebody I'm talking to and my daughter in the same state. So when I go to Florida, I can see them both at the same time. It's great.
You gotta let me know how that works, because I have my own thoughts on long distance relationships.
It's temporary long distance. She'll be back next month? November? She'll be back next month. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. My thing is, as long as we communicate every day and it's there, bam, it's all good. Communication is key. Mm-hmm. So, like, as long as you have that communication and you know what your expectations are, you got your boundaries, your red lines, your crosses, like, it can be anywhere. It's going to work or it's not. But, so that's that.
Relationships are stressful.
That's why we're not.
Especially long distance relationships. Those are really stressful.
That might be my underlying stress sometimes, getting inside your head. But you can't get inside your head. You got to work things out. You got to trust your partner. You got to, friends out there. If you got somebody that's out there, you sniff the other. Trust, build relationships. And that's basically it. You have the trust in the Tish is looking at me like, no.
I trust
you. I know. So we won't touch that subject, but
Yeah, we're not.
Anyway, but yeah. So right now, I trust issue. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that you're happy.
I'm extremely happy.
I'm happy too. I'm happy with myself.
Marshawn, she's happy.
No, I'm not. I'm happy with you, friend. Oh. Marshawn, find me. Listen to sound of my voice. Follow it. Find me. I need a support group too for Marshawn Lynch. Like, I need y'all to support me in getting connected with him. Okay, don't leave me hanging. Just need some peoples. Social media needs to do what it do, and connect me and Marshawn, because Marshawn is out here in these streets. And not going to say the other part.
He for the streets.
Not going to say the other part that was in my head, though.
He for the streets. Yeah. No, but.
Having a whole Lunel moment. All right. Go on, get it. What happened now?
But that's how we get through stress, my friends. That's what we do. We talk things through. We engage in relationships and hobbies and line dancing and eating and. Yes. And art with yogas and stress with yogas and trying to go to City Hall and declaring that you want to be what you're not, but you are, like, a whole line of stress relief and things. It's great. But what? I can't. But yeah. Also, I'm thinking too, like, so going forward too, what? I think we should have like a song of the day to match our theme. Not play it, but like,
I think, or just cool. Like the songs we're thinking of or something.
So like you write a letter to somebody. I don't know if people write letters no more, but like, you say you write a letter to somebody, and then like you write a letter, you send text messages, and at the top you was like, today's date, weather is this, my mood is this, song is this, and then you start your letter. Maybe that's a gel letter, but it is what it is. But
is that how you start your letters?
I write this long, thoughtful text. I'm like, I'm thinking of you, woo! My boo, Usher.
Oh, you be writing paragraphs.
I'm a paragrapher. Like, I write essays.
Oh my God.
I write essays.
I'd be like, yo, why did you write me a novel? It was just a yes or no response would have been suffice.
No, I write paragraphs. And I get upset. So this, I know this girl is for me. But so you write somebody paragraphs, and if she answers the middle of the paragraph, that means you know she read your paragraph. That's dedication and loyalty right there. Can't duplicate that. Because everybody else, they read the first line and the last line, and they're trying to answer you. Like, no, you missed the meat of the essay. You missed the juice. So when you write everything, and then when you respond, it should really technically be a paragraph too, if you're responding correctly. And that's how you know you got something special. Paragraph for paragraph, people. Line for line.
Call me a New Yorker.
Well, she's originally from New York. She's originally from New York.
Call me a New Yorker. I want them short and sweet. I don't need to read a whole lot.
She's from Brooklyn.
And she writing out paragraphs?
Paragraph, yeah. I mean, well, she's answering. She don't write paragraphs. She hate writing paragraphs. She answers paragraphs.
With a paragraph?
What? With a paragraph.
She's a phone person? She an old school one.
Yeah, old school.
Phone. There's not a lot of people out there that like.
Listen, so before this, I can't remember the last time I had a 2 or 3 hour phone conversation. In these days,
that's the cupcake phase.
She said the cupcake phase. It's all we can talk for 3 hours about everything. FaceTiming.
They call it. It's how they call it. Cupcake phase. I've heard of cupcake, honeymoon, intro. I've heard it coined so many different phrases, but that's where y'all are. Y'all just in the beginning of it. You know, everything is so cute, so sweet, so
yeah. We're going to stay there. We're staying there.
No, it's not.
I don't care if we got to break up and then start that stage again.
To transition into something else. That's when it transition is when y'all really, really define if you really want to be with each other or not. Right now,
you're giving me stress.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
You're like, somebody got to feel like I feel. Hey,
somebody's got to play devil's advocate. I got to let you know what's going on in these streets. That is definitely, the start of it.
I'm enjoying my honeymoon phase. We're going on month 3 of this honeymoon phase. So when is it over? When's the honeymoon phase over? We're hitting 3.
This is like 4 or 5.
Oh, so Christmas time, when it gets stressful. I just need to know, if this before or after the gifts? Because I want it, if it's going to happen, I want it to be before the gifts, damn it. Don't have me spend no money on gifts if we ain't gonna make it on the 31st.
I completely forgot. This is the time of year. This is cuffing season. Oh, snap.
Oh, that's what this is. Cuffing season.
This is cuffing season. Oh, so once Christmas hits, after Christmas, it's a dump. Everybody's just broken up with everybody.
So you want gifts for Christmas, but you don't want to take me into the new year with you. But then you're gonna be booed up for Valentine's
Day.
That's
exactly it. Oh my God, I forgot.
Oh, man. So I'll let you know then. So if I'm depressed in my December episode, you know why. So my goal is to make it into the new year with this person. That's my goal.
Your goal is to make it in not only to the new year, but past Valentine's Day.
That's your
goal.
So I got to do the new year plus 45.
Yes.
That sound like a car note. <It's>
So, friends.
Okay. We know.
We will be keeping tabs on this relationship to make sure we all want it to survive past Christmas, definitely through the new year and Valentine's Day. But if it doesn't, do understand it was cuffing season.
And that cue to Beyonce song, you feel like falling in love.
My goodness. Oh, all right. Well, I think that's the note we need to end it on.
That's the note. That is the note. We're gonna cuff it. Cuff the note.
We're gonna cuff it. Yo, all right, friends. Well, as always, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And follow. Got a whole brain fart right there.
Cuff our Instagram, y'all. Cuff it. Cuff the Instagram.
Be sure to listen to episodes of Figure It Out Podcast wherever you listen to episodes. And follow us on Instagram at FIO.POD. Yeah. Until next time.
Yeah.
We hope we helped you figure out something, you know, how to manage stress and not get caught up in cuffing season. But anyways, all right, friends, until next time, peace and love.
Peace and love, y'all. Go cuff it. Go cuff it.